Pat's Pulpit Radio.
Pat's Pulpit Radio. Pat's Pulpit Radio.
Welcome to Pat's Pulpit Radio, the audio arm of PatsPulpit.com, a Sports Blog Nation family blog. We talk about all things New England Patriots and we do it like no other blog can. Back in a minute. I'd like to welcome everybody to Pat's Pulpit Radio. I'm your host, David Heafy, head writer at Sports Blog Nation's PatsPulpit.com. Our very special guest today is none other than Patriots running back Fred Taylor. Welcome, Fred.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
It's going great. Hey, after 11 seasons with the Jags, does Patriots running back sound kind of strange?
initially it did, but now I welcome it with open arms, so it sounds good. It has a good ring to it.
Glad to hear that, because I'll tell you right now that there's been a huge positive response from New England fans here. They're really, really psyched to have you aboard.
I'm happy to be here. You know, I was just telling someone, it's kind of like Christmas. You know it's coming. Everything looks good on paper, looks great on paper. The excitement about Tom returning, all that wonderful stuff. Signing Joey Galloway, finally met him yesterday. Myself, Greg Lewis. You know it's coming, but still got to play games. Got to play the games. You don't know what you're going to get. So I'm just excited, ready to get things rolling.
That's great. I'll tell you, the Jags fans that I've talked to are actually kind of saddened. So I think the fact that we're loving that you're coming here and they're saddened that you're gone is kind of a testament to you as a player and a person.
Well, I've been around for a while, and I gave my heart and soul to that organization, and that's what I think every player should do. And, you know, that chapter is closed now. It's totally behind me. My grandmother, she called me and said, hey, you do have a choice. She asked me some question. I was like, I don't have a choice. I got to work, grandmother. She's like, you do have a choice. You had a choice your entire life. And from that her perspective, I'm ready to go. I'm just ready to go work, close that chapter, and ready to begin a new era.
That's great to hear, Fred. So I had heard that you had visited with the Bills. What was it about the NE situation that made you choose the Patriots?
The Bills are a great organization. They're a good organization. They've had their opportunities to make it to a couple championship games. It was a first-class meeting, very professional, very warm, heartfelt. Got a chance to meet some good people there. But just going into the New England situation, I mean, it's a no-brainer. They've been one of the most consistent teams throughout this past decade. And I just wanted to be somewhere where guys were totally committed to winning. And that's what I'm all about, working and winning. So from that standpoint, it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Excellent. So, but December 27th, I hear we're back in Jacksonville. So, you know, those
well,
guys.
Yeah, they're here. Yeah, I was teasing the guys prior to even seeing the schedule. I was like, I hope you guys come up with 16, 2-14 with nothing to play for, you know, no playoff chance. But I was just teasing. I still got a lot of good friends down there. And just so have it, they're going to be up here week 16 on the 27th. So I told them yesterday, Merry Christmas.
Well, those guys know you so well. You're gonna have to come up with some new moves, you think?
they know me. They know what I'm about. They know I work hard. You know, they know I mean business when I'm out here playing. A lot of passion I bring, a lot of intensity. So it'll be fun. It'll be a great experience seeing those guys playing those guys. But I'm just looking forward to even just learning the playbook. I haven't even seen it yet, so I got a lot of work to do prior to even getting to December 27th.
So looking at the current Patriots running backs, where do you feel you can contribute the most given the guys that are on board right now?
Well, I don't want to, just speculate or say too much regarding my role. I'm just going to come in and be myself first and foremost and just give the guys the knowledge that I have of the game as well as leadership. I don't want to break up anything that they have going here. They've been wonderful throughout the years. Kevin Falk, he's very underrated, very consistent in what he does in his play. Sammy Morris, and then you throw in Lawrence, a young guy who's hungry, and he's just trying to prove prove that he's worthy of being a pro guy. So I just want to come in here and just get out there and contribute the best way I can. And I think me going in there with my honesty, my leadership, and just showing them that I came to work, I think they'll respect that more than just trying to be something that I'm not.
Well, Sammy Morris calls you Fast Freddy.
A lot of guys tend to say that. Maybe he's had some friends on the team down there in Jacksonville and maybe heard that nickname, but some guys call me that. I still can go a little bit.
Well, I was watching some of your highlights last night, and I'll tell you, I was extremely impressed. It seems like you have this ability to kick in an afterburner there, and all of a sudden you're gone.
Well, that's part of the game. I always tease and tell people that God has blessed me with a lot. No matter how old I get, I still think I'll keep a little speed. I got to keep up with my kids, so I think I'll always be able to work on my speed.
Well, it's a funny thing. When I was looking around and sort of researching this interview, I found that your son Kelvin is quite the running back, following in his dad's shoes here.
I always tease him, tell him he needs to be better than I am. he's doing his thing right now. He's done well. He had a pretty good season last year, but he has to get better. It's a lot. It's a very young player. You can get sidetracked from so many different angles, especially now in the age of the internet, you know, being young, all that different stuff. So it's my job to kind of steer him in a different direction and make sure his grades are top priority and the football is going to come. That's the easy part.
Well, he's certainly a big kid. I mean, at 14, he was 5'11", 200 pounds.
Yeah, he's huge. And it makes his job a little easier. He's definitely bigger than I was at that age, but still a lot of work ahead of him.
So, Fred, in your football career, what do you think you're most proud of when you look back over your 11 years in the NFL and even in college?
Just I think the consistency of playing on a high level, still being around. I know when I initially came in the league, I had said I only wanted to play 3 years. And then being in here 12 years later, after being tagged Fragile Freddy and all that different stuff, the will, the desire to continue playing, and just to still be here right now after being tagged soft and all that different stuff. So I'm just proud of my persistency throughout the years.
I mean, speaking of that, and to be honest with you, I can't stand that nickname. I think it's a horrible nickname. But, you know, Lawrence Maroney is experiencing some of the same issues, I think, that you had as a young player. If he asked you for advice, what would you say to him?
I mean, just ignore those people that say that. Use it as motivation, a little bit extra energy. Just go forward. I mean, injuries are part of games. Nothing you can do about it. You can train as hard as you like. There's nothing you can do to avoid it. You can, you know, ask Tom. I'm sure he'll tell you. You know, he was highly frustrated last year after going down versus the Chiefs. And no matter how great you are, how hard you train, nobody can outdo an injury. And that is part of the game. That's what we do. It's a physical sport. So just keep your head up, keep your chin high, and just keep moving forward. And that's all he could do about it.
So a former Patriot and a guy you know quite well, Kyle Brady, had some really nice things to say about you when you had signed on with the Patriots. And one of the things that caught my eye was that when he was talking about being outside of the NFL, you know, finally having retired, he said, when you look back on it, a guy like him is one of the reasons you miss the game. So I think Kyle thinks very highly of you.
You know, Kyle's a very good friend. Enjoyed playing with Kyle down in Jacksonville. I had so many different conversations, even when it was time for him to think if he wanted to retire or not. He got an opportunity to come up here with the Patriots, and then eventually he shut it down after that. But just a genuine guy, very honest, definitely loved having Kyle on the team. And then he's one of those guys, he can continue to play if he like. If he wants to add another 15 pounds and play offensive tackle, he could do that because he's such an athletic tight end. And you know, we missed Kyle after he left, and I definitely wish I would have had an opportunity to play with him at least another year or two. He's the type of guy that can manhandle any DN in the league, so I appreciate his words.
Yeah, we were not happy to see him go, but I understand football is a business and things move on. So he had a lot of great things to say about you. So it's good to hear your response too.
Cool.
So, Fred, I think we're all set for now. You're a busy guy. You got a lot going on, and I'd especially like to thank Reebok for the chance to give you chat.
Yeah, Reebok I know. Nation, Patriot Nation.
Man, they're awesome. I'll tell you, they're putting on a line of AFL 50th anniversary jerseys, and I think you're helping them promote that line. So,
of course, yeah, it's the AFL 50th anniversary, and a few games this year we're going to be wearing the jerseys. We're part of the 8 original teams. And just going to honor the league, the history of the league, you know. But Reebok, same look. It looks the same, but through their technology, you know, the feel is going to feel like the new stuff that we're wearing nowadays. But they just created an entire line with hats, socks, pants, full head-to-toe line. So, and you can grab it at Dick's Sporting Goods, by the way, or NFL.com. So that'll be ready in August. So I think all the fans should go out and grab it. It's going to look nice. It looks nice now. I'm amazed by how nice they look.
Excellent, Fred. Hey, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and I wish you the best as a Patriot.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. See you soon.
You're listening to Fred Taylor on Pat's Pulpit Radio. I'm David Heafy, a friendly neighborhood blogger. Until next time, go Pats!